in a place neither near nor far, and a time neither now nor then, there lived three little pigs. Well, piglets to be precise. And these happy piglets lived happily in a happy home with their happy mum. The three pigs enjoyed all the things that little pigs like to do, playing football in the mud, climbing trees, splashing around in the stream at the end of their garden. Laughing and joking together until the sun went down, they would spend their days happy in each other's company, as happy as, well, pigs in mud, I suppose. They fought sometimes, of course, like all close families do, and they would sometimes tease each other like most siblings do. "Wake up! Wake up!" the others would chant at the first little pig, who had a habit of falling asleep wherever he was sat. "Are we nearly there yet?" the others would sing to the second little pig, who had a habit of asking that question whenever the family took a trip. "I know, I know," the others would mimic the third little pig, who always seemed to know the answers to tricky questions. So as you can see, these happy piglets lived happily in a happy home with their happy mum. However, piglets don't stay piglets forever. They grow into pigs, just like you or I one day turn from kidlets into grown-ups. Eventually, the time comes when little pigs need to find their own place to live, their own home. So one hazy summer morning, when the three little pigs were all grown up, Mummy Pig squeezed them tight, kissed them on their foreheads, and sent them on their way. Their curly tails bobbed up and down as they set off into the big, wide world. After a little while, the first little pig's legs began to feel a little weary. Finding a new home was tougher than he thought. He would much rather be relaxing in the sunshine. All at once, beside the path, he spotted a very large pile of straw. "Aha!" he grinned. "This will do for my house!" So he built his house out of straw. That's right, straw. A house made of straw. On trundled the remaining two pigs, their curly tails bobbing up and down as they went further into the big wide world. After another little while, the second little pig began to feel altogether fed up with searching for a new house. He would much rather be rolling around in the mud. At that very moment, at the edge of a small wood, he spied a large pile of sticks. "Aha!" he beamed. "These will do for my house!" So he built his house out of sticks, a house made entirely of sticks. On trotted the last little pig deeper into the big, wide world, his curly tail bobbing up and down as he went. After a bit more of a little while, the third and final pig came to a clearing in the woods. In the middle of the clearing was a very large pile of bricks, exactly what he had been looking for all this time. "Aha!" he smiled. "These are perfect for my house." So he built his house out of bricks. Good old bricks. Now all the three little pigs wanted was the chance to live quietly in their own homes. To settle down, live a peaceful life, and maybe have three little pigs of their own. But unfortunately, there are some big bad creatures out there in the big wide world. The biggest and baddest of those creatures was the big bad wolf. And do you know what the big bad wolf liked to eat more than anything in the big wide world? That's right, little pigs. Juicy little pigs. As the summer was drawing to a close and leaves began to fall slowly from the trees, the big bad wolf took a stroll along his favourite strolling path. Now, I'm afraid, listeners, this happened to be the same path that led to the first little pig's house. So when the big bad wolf happened upon the house of straw, his eyes grew large, a sly grin spread across his face, and he licked his lips. What foolish little piggy would build his house out of straw?
"Let me in, let me in, little pig, or I'll huff, and then I'll puff, and then maybe I'll huff a little more, and I'll blow your house down," snarled the big bad wolf.
"No chance!" the little pig shouted back. "Not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin."
The big bad wolf shrugged his shoulders before huffing, and then puffing, and then huffing a little more, and he blew the little pig's house down. Turn away now if you don't want to know what happened to that first little pig, but let's just say that the big bad wolf was hungry for his favourite snack in all the big wide world. Happy with his day's strolling so far, but not quite full up, the big bad wolf strolled onward looking for something else to satisfy his hunger. Before long, he came to the edge of his favourite wood. Once again, listeners, this was, I'm afraid, the same wood where the second little pig had decided to build his house. The big bad wolf spotted the house of sticks and his eyes grew large, a sly grin spread across his face and he licked his lips. What foolish little piggy would build his house out of sticks?
Let me in, little pig, or I'll huff and then I'll puff and then maybe I'll huff a little more and I'll blow your house down, sneered the big bad wolf.
No chance,
the second little pig bellowed back.
Not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin.
So the big bad wolf huffed and then puffed and then huffed again and he blew the little pig's house down. Sticks were no match for his powerful puffing. Cover your ears, listeners, if you don't want to know what happened to the second little pig, because just like the first, the big bad wolf gobbled him right up. Even happier with his day's strolling, but still not quite full up, the big bad wolf strolled further on until eventually he came to a clearing in the woods. That's right, the very same clearing that the third little pig had chosen for his house. At the sight of the brick house, the big bad wolf's eyes grew slightly less large. A grin didn't spread across his face, but he still licked his lips. The thought of that juicy piggy inside was too tempting.
Let me in, little pig, or I'll huff, and then I'll puff, and then maybe I'll huff a little more, and I'll blow your house down, scowled the big bad wolf.
No chance!
The third little pig roared back.
Not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin.
So the big bad wolf huffed and then he puffed and then he huffed again and he puffed and then he huffed and then he puffed again. He huffed and he puffed until he was blue in the face. He huffed and puffed until he could huff and puff no more. The brick house didn't budge. The wolf had no chance. Smiling from ear to ear, the third little pig watched from his window. That smile soon turned upside down, however, when he saw the big bad wolf get up from where he had crumpled on the floor and slowly make his way up the side of the house towards the roof. He was heading for the little pig's chimney. Little did the wolf know, though, that the pig was in the middle of cooking a nice big pot of soup, which was steadily bubbling and boiling in his kitchen. As soon as he saw what the big bad wolf's plan was, the little pig pushed the pot of soup into the fireplace beneath the chimney. So when the not-so-clever-now wolf came hurtling down, he landed with a splish and a splash in the boiling broth, letting out a bone-tingling screech. Quick as a flash, the little pig placed the lid back on the pot, and that was the last of the big bad wolf. Now I'm fairly confident, listener, that when you grow up and head out into the big wide world, that you won't come across any big bad wolves. Certainly not any that want to blow your house down. But I think we can all learn something from that third little pig. If you want to keep the hairs on your chinny chin chin, then don't settle for straw or sticks. There might be a nice big pile of bricks waiting for you, just a little further down the road.